This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. He will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the steel plants established by the National Mineral Development Corporation, NMDC, at Nagarnar in Bastar district in Chhattisgarh. Built at a cost of about 24,000 crore rupees, the integrated steel plant will produce high-quality steel. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for the upgradation of Jagdalpur railway station and also dedicate to the nation the new rail line between Antagarh and Taroki and the double rail line project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. In Telangana, the Prime Minister will dedicate a new railway line between Manoharabad and Siddipet as well as electrification between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehboobnagar and Kurnool. He will also dedicate various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the state-of-the-art 800 megawatt NTPC power station at Ramagundam. A team of the Election Commission of India under the leadership of Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar will review the poll preparedness in Telangana for next 3 days. The members of the poll body team will today hold meetings with political parties this afternoon and further with enforcement agencies. It will be given presentations of poll preparedness by district collectors and superintendents of police tomorrow. The team will have a meeting with the State Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police on the last day. The assembly elections are due in Telangana by the end of this year. In Telangana, the Jan Sena Party will contest 32 out of 119 assembly seats in the upcoming elections. Actor-turned-politician Pawan Kalyan's party will be contesting a majority of the seats located in and around Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation limits besides Khammam and Nalgonda districts. The party announced this last evening in Hyderabad. A special cell of Delhi police has arrested the National Investigation Agency's most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist, Shahnawaz from Jaithpur in South Delhi. Apart from him, two persons carrying bounty on their heads by the NIA were also arrested. The anti-terror agency had placed a reward of 3 lakh rupees on the arrested terrorist Shahnawaz, who hails from Southeast Delhi, was also wanted in the Pune ISIS case. Addressing a press briefing, Special Commissioner of Police H.S. Dhaliwal said, bomb-making literature sent from Pakistan-based handlers and other incriminating materials were recovered from Shahnawaz's hideouts. The accused have been sent to 7 days of police custody. Telangana State Government has constituted the second pay revision committee to make recommendations for new pay scales to the state government employees. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao has announced the decision yesterday in Hyderabad. The two-member committee has been advised to submit its report in 6 months. The committee will consider the current pay scales of Telangana employees and of other states and central government in this regard. In Bangladesh, the death toll from dengue infection rose to 1,017 this year, with 11 more casualties reported in the last 24 hours. Besides, 2,596 new dengue patients were hospitalized during the same period, according to a data released by the Directorate General of Health Services. The dengue outbreak has taken a serious turn in Bangladesh, as the death toll and new cases continue to reach new highs regularly. The previous month, September, recorded the highest single-month death toll in history, with a tragic total of 396 fatalities, pushing the preceding month, August, into second place with its 342 deaths. In Hangzhou Asian Games 2023, India's hunt for medals continues unabated as the country bagged another bronze on day 10. With this, the overall tally of the country rose to 61 medals, 13 gold, 24 silver and 24 bronze. India currently stands at the fourth position on the scoreboard. The duo of Arjun Singh and Sunil Singh Salam have clinched a bronze in the men's canoe double 1,000-meter event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.